The Deceptive Eye. One day, the ailing farmer Ron addressed his eldest sailor son.
"My boy, when I am dead and gone, when my life's work is fully done, and I have flitted over there, then you'll be left to cope down here. It's something you will have to bear, so wipe away that foolish tear. Of course you'll pray for my poor soul, that it will meet with nothing foul, but you should rather raise a bowl of vinous thanks than moan or howl. For after all, you are the heir to lands and fields and foaming weir. Our crops of peach and plum and pear have ne'er failed yet, so have no fear. Eliminate all thoughts of woes. Once you have stepped into my shoes, you'll think no more, I should suppose, of youthful pleasures you may lose. As sailor lad, you're quick, sharp-eyed. You've worked, you've served, you've long obeyed. Your captain's orders you've aye-eyed. It's that or have your backside flayed. But as we stand here on the quay, now let your father have his say. In fact, I'd like to make a plea, to which I trust you'll answer yea. My words I trust you'll duly weigh. To quote my old friend, Dr. Lee, although my hair is going grey, to happiness they are the key. So choose a wife who'll spin and sew, who'll cheerfully rise in foggy dew, make and baste and knead the dough, and scrub and polish all day through. A pretty face may please you now, but looks can fool, as these lines show. Like apples hung on pear tree bough, they may entice. Don't eat them, though. Fair skin can hide deep festering meat. To find what's true's no easy feat, as jingling words may seem to meet in jangling lines of dancing feet, which hide in fact quite other rhyme. So ware the use of pungent time to hide the smells provoked by time, by summer's fire or winter's rhyme.
Now, all right, Dad, I've let you plough your allegorical furrow through my life. Don't think I like it, though. Without a single yawn or cough, I've let you work your scarcely thorough analogies out, but that's enough. Last year, beside an Irish loch, I lost my heart to Mary Fanshawe. Of that I am as any man sure. You'd rather I married Lucy Chumley, but please don't take it quite so glumly. I'm off to see her now in Sicister. You'll send paternal hugs and kisses to her. For there's no need for you to panic. We're going to live way up in Annick. And then, with no time left for dawdling, we're going to her college, Magdalen, to finish off her work on Pepys, now proceeding in bounds and leaps.